I am born in 1940, the same year as Maulana Yusuf Tutla is born, and we have a difference in age of 6 months. When I was 7 years old, I came into South Africa in 1947. And my late father had already studied in Dabel, and he was a student of Allama Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani, and a lot of those ulama, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. In those days, they qualified in Dabel. Very naughty in our young days. I grew up in the Baker Street area with a whole lot of gangsters and a whole lot of them. Yes, let us not hide what we were and what Allah has blessed us with. From those naughty days, I think that was the naughtiness, was a means for us to go to Darul Ulooms. Because all the children of those days, who were intellectuals, who were in good behavior, they went to colleges, they became doctors, they became lawyers. Those naughty ones in those days went to Darul Ulooms so that they can be reformed there. And I believe that was the beginning for us to go there. Environment, atmosphere works on everybody. Whether you are a great alim, whether you are a small person, whether you are a businessman, we all get influenced by it. And sometimes when I come home, I sit with a lot of people. I sit in a lot of meetings. And sometimes when I come home, my wife tells me, "Why did you smoke today?" But I said, "I never smoke. You know I don't smoke. I've never smoked." Yes, in my young days, I tried to make a habit of smoking. Bought cigarettes in Colwood House. I used to hide behind little walls and try to smoke. But, alhamdulillah, I just did not like the taste of that cigarette and I did not get the habit. And why I was smoking? Because with all those youngsters around me, putting their one hand in one pocket, walking like gangsters, one cigarette in the pocket, moving the other in the mouth, moving the other hand, moving around, so I could be also one of those guys. But it was just fortunate that I did not get that habit of smoking. I have never smoked for a very long time. Maybe one or two puffs at that time, but I'm not a smoker. I'm a non-smoker. So at that stage, a decision was made to go to overseas. But before overseas, I studied in a madrasa in Diagonal Street. My late grandfather had started a madrasa there, in Diagonal Street. Those are one of the first madaris of Johannesburg. And of course, there was from Alim from Springs, Maulana Bhagat Sahib, there was a Maulana Ismail Sahib, there were Maulana Isaac Ji Sahib. Many of the teachers taught in that madrasa. Maulana Ismail used to live in the madrasa, and in the madrasa time used to teach. Those were my initial asatiza in South Africa. Then we went to Tramway Building, which was run by Musa Hassan. That madrasa is still existing today, and there my teacher was Maulana Abdul Qadir Malakpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, who taught his whole life from the beginning till the end. His children are still living. Maulana is gone. So Maulana Abdul Qadir taught me in that little madrasa for a little while. And then thereafter, we went to Taraj, a place called Taraj. It's not too far from Dabel. And I think Maulana Abbas Ali Jina, Madrasul Ali, was also there. I did not know him that time. And he couldn't influence me that time because he was from Brits and I was a Joburg boy. So, you know, Brits is a little smaller than Joburg. So the Joburg guys, you know, they've got their own mind. But my ustad there was so shafiq on me. I was the only student that was studying by Maulana Sheikh Buzurug, Maulana Ali Muhammad Tarajwi, Rahmatullah Ali, a great saint of his time. I used to go to his house and he used to sit on the swing. I used to sit on the chair and he used to teach me. But that place was too small for me because I had come from Joburg. Taraj has only one street. Only one street. Nothing else. I left Taraj a few times, walked away from Taraj. They sent me back to Taraj. My heart did not settle in Taraj because the place was too small for me. Finally, I found a home which was of my liking, where I was born in Dabel, and I then started the madrasa in Dabel. I was not staying in a hostel, I was staying at a house outside, and I was studying in Dabel. I studied in Dabel for some 3 years. Maulana Sufi Sahab was my ustad there. Maulana Abdul Hay Bismillah, the son of Mufti Ismail Bismillah. We were only 2 students by him. It was myself and Maulana Marhum Muhammad Ekhalwaya, who is buried in Nuclear, right by the entrance of Nuclear. He passed away at the age of maybe less than 35, less than very small. He was a Hafizul Quran, and we were the 2 students who started by Maulana Abdul Hay, Marhum Rahmatullah Ali. That was the son of Mufti Ismail Bismillah. He was also the principal of Dabel at that time, and he taught us a little bit of Persian. And there was another Ustad, Maulana Musa Sahab, who used to come to Dabel to teach from Nausari walking, every day. And used to come walking. He gave us also some basic education. Maulana Sufi Sahab, we did a little bit of Arabic by him. And Maulana Ahmad Bemat, Madzillari, who was also Shaykh al-Diz in Tarkeshwar at some time, he also taught us for a little while. After that 3 years, I came back to South Africa. But before I went to India, this might be news for Maulana Abbas Sahab, Zubair Ali, the person that took me from here, I can't remember the name of the ship, whether it was Karanja or Kampala. It was 22 days journey from Johannesburg to Bombay. We went through Mozambique, that was Lorenzo Marx that time, Beira, Seychelles, Dar es Salaam, Zanzibar, and then we came to Bombay. Seychelles and Bombay was a longest trip, 6 days. 6 days in a go. And Maulana, Marhum Sheikh Zubair Ali, Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Abbas's father, I went with him. We traveled in third class. Maulana and they were still small children that time, most probably. I don't know. I don't know the names, but I think there were three or four children with Maulana. Maulana's mother was there, and Maulana Zubair Ali, Rahmatullah Alayh, took me till Bombay. And from there he sent me off to Dabel. And then I stayed in Dabel for these 3 years. Yes, as a young man, you know, it was more joy, more luxury, running around, not really interested diligently in the studies, but yes, it was an open. Thereafter, I came back to South Africa. This is now, I'm talking 1959. 1956, I traveled to India. 1959, I came back. Then, I didn't feel like going back to India. But my father still wanted me to study, and he sent me with my sister who got married in Pakistan to Lahore. And there my ustad was Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab. It was a private little place I was there. And Maulana Siraj Ahmad, who was in Dabel, and where the Jinnat used to come and study with that Maulana, his son, Maulana Mas'ud Sahab, taught me in Lahore. I stayed in Lahore for some 6 months. From there, then I made my trip to Darul Uloom Deoband. And when I came to Darul Uloom Deoband, that was sometime in 1960. In 1960, I reached Darul Uloom Deoband. I did not see Hazrat Maulana Madani Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, because he had already passed away in 1958. There my asatiza were many. I remember most of them. I might not remember all of them. And if I leave anyone out, it doesn't mean that I have no time for him. But when I went to Darul Uloom Deoband, my late father, he was really worried about us, that my children must not fall out of the madrasa. And at that time, he engaged the services of Maulana Abdullah Kapodra, who had been principal of Tarkeshwar for a long time. And Maulana Abdullah then agreed to come and stay with us in Deoband. And I stayed with Maulana Abdullah Sahab for well over 3 years in one room. He used to make me learn my sabak. He used to stay with me. He was making my tarbiyat there. We were two brothers or three brothers at the time in that room. Yes, we had somebody coming to cook for us, another student, and we lived in that room for a long time. I used to go to classes. Maulana used to go for classes. When I used to go for classes, Maulana used to go for simaat. And there is where Maulana benefited tremendously in those years when I was there. At that time, I was maybe 20 years old. Maulana Abdullah might have been about 26, 27 years old. And I stayed with him for 3 years. He was in our tarbiyat that time, and he stayed with us. And then Maulana had to make a move, and he went away. And when Maulana went away, then my father's concern was still there, that look, if Maulana is gone, will my son qualify or not? Will he change his mind sometime or not? Then he engaged the services of the Shaykhul Hadith, who is now in Qataria, Maulana Yaqub Sarodi, Maddazilul Ali. Maulana Yaqub Sarodi. So Maulana Yaqub Sarodi stayed with me for 1 year. And Maulana Yaqub Sarodi stayed again with my other brothers for a little while. We stayed in 101 Faukani. When I reached Darul Uloom Deoband, I stayed with Maulana Yusuf Tutla in Rafi Manzil for a very short period. He doesn't remember that, but I remember that. Right. Because maybe my memory is little more, has more, little more space, because I'm not so involved in dawah work and I'm not so working ill and all that. So I remember I stayed with him initially in the same room for maybe a month or two with Maulana Abdullah. And then we were given a room upstairs, 101 Faukani. Maulana Me'raj Rahmatullah Ali, he was staying on one of the doors of Darul Uloom, just opposite me. Look at the muhabbat of Maulana Me'raj. Maulana Me'raj was not my ustad. Maulana Me'raj was my neighbor. I was a student at Darul Uloom. But Maulana Me'raj Sahib never got married in his whole life. Till the day he passed away, he didn't get married. He was a adab ustad. I did not study anything for him, by him. But because of the proximity of my room with Maulana Me'raj, I still remember the word matar. Matar, do you know what is matar? Don't know. No. Matar means green peas. And Maulana Ibrahim Balyawi Rahmatullah Alayhi, my ustad of Tirmizi, he said he was a professor and he was a great scholar. He said, one day I was teaching a kitab, and a word came in there, lowkat. Lowkat. He said, I didn't know what is this lowkat. Till one day, I went to the bazaar, and I bought that fruit, and that was liquid. And I presented it to Maulana. I said, Maulana, what you reading about that lowkat? This is called in English liquid, and that is lowkat. And he says, yes, this is lowkat. So when I ask you the word matar, how can you not know what is matar? Huh? Matar phali is the green peas. Maulana used to peel the green peas. He used to fry the green peas, put salt in there, and send a bowl for me and Maulana Abdullah whenever we made that green peas. That was Maulana Me'raj Sahib who stayed opposite me. What type of concern for who? Just one pupil studying in Darul Uloom, but he's living in proximity to me. I don't want to eat it alone. Let me share it with him. 101 Faukani is opposite the matbakh. And all the smell of the food used to come into 101 Faukani. The smell used to come, but we had always discussed the issue that food that is cooked in there, they were making something like 2,000 to 3,000 rotis a day, by hand, in the oven. But I did not eat that food, although it was very cheap. But you know, we were spoiled from here. And then the discussion used to take place, with that shorba, is it shorba, is it water? Can we make wuzu or not? Can we make wuzu or not, that with shorba? Those were the conditions in those years. Today, our students are in luxury. Alhamdulillah. You don't need to suffer if you don't have to suffer. And I always told Bhai Padia, he was a very great friend of mine. And I told him, Maulana, I don't understand you. You know, that's a mind that I have. And I talk what I feel. And I told him, I don't understand you. You are making the people eat stale bread. Why let them eat stale bread when there's fresh bread available? So he told me, Maulana, first you join the Jamaat, and then you will understand, and then you must object. And he said, it's not stale bread, that bread is still good, but that bread is one day nearer to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One day nearer to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that was my time in Darul Uloom Deoband. My initial ustaz were Maulana Hamid Mia. He was the son of Maulana Azaz Ali Shaykhul Adab. I didn't see Maulana Azaz Ali. Maulana Harun Hamid Mia was such a simple person. One day we as South Africans made a decision that we are going to invite our asatiza. I want to show you the simplicity of those people. Ustad of Darul Uloom Deoband. We've never been ustads of Darul Uloom Deobands. Ustad of Darul Uloom Deoband. We invited them. And we knew custard. You know the custard we eat here? We knew custard. They didn't know what is custard. We went and bought a tin of custard and say, as a dessert, we will prepare custard for them. We made the Bukhari pulao or something. We cooked something there. If I can remember, I think this was still in the Rafi Manzil. I can't remember exactly where it was. The asatiza came. They sat down. They were eating. Now look at the simplicity of that ustad of mine. He took the custard. He put it in the rice. And he says, Molisab, aapke yahan ki curry meethi hoti hai. Aapke yahan ki curry meethi hoti hai. Those were the people of those days, who were so simple, never tasted custard in their life. They didn't even know what is custard. But yes, the service they give to the people is unimaginable. Every day teaching, no food in the home, no luxuries in the home, simplicity, but they kept on teaching. He was my first ustad. Thereafter, we went on, we had ustads like Maulana Nasir Khan Sahib, which I met him just before he passed away, Rahmatullah Alayh. Maulana Bashir Khan Sahib, his elder brother, who taught us also. Qari Tayyab Sahib, Alhamdulillah, was also my ustad. Maulana Bihari was my ustad. Maulana Abdul Ahad was my ustad. And Maulana Akhtar Hussain, I studied Hidayah by him. And Maulana Nasir Khan taught us Jalalain and Tarjuma of the Quran. No, Tarjuma was Quran was Maulana Anzar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Alayh. And these were our ustads. Maulana Ibrahim Balyawi, Rahmatullah Alayh. I don't know if the people who studied in Deoband had seen him, but he was like a king. When he was walking, it was like a king coming from his house. And he had people coming with him to the Darul Hadith. He tells me, because he had connection with my father, I had many breakfasts with Maulana Ibrahim Balyawi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He says, Mauli Sahib, main kya bataun tumko? Jab main ek din chal raha tha, Darul Hadith ki taraf ja raha tha, to tabligh jamaat walon ne pakad liya. Mujhe pakad liya. Aur mujhe kaha, kalima sunao. To maine kalima par diya. Allama Balyawi Rahmatullah Alayh, Allama. Look at his sargi. He said, Jamaat brothers told me to read kalima. I read the kalima. He didn't say, do you know who I am? I am the ustad of Tirmizi. I was principal of Darul Uloom Deoband. He was principal of Darul Uloom Deoband at one time. And Allama Balyawi Rahmatullah Alayh was a Punjabi. He was born in Punjab. And he served the Darul Uloom. Not only this one. He was in Dabel. He was in Bangladesh. He finally was called back to Darul Uloom Deoband on the insistence of Shura, and then he served the Darul Uloom for all his life till he passed away at the age of 84. His practice was this. He was a falsafi. He was a mantiqi. But when the month of Ramadan came, everything was left, finished. No asbaq, no kitabs, nothing. And I saw him sitting on a charpai at the entrance of his door. He lived opposite this one of this masajid there, and only Quran, and only Quran, and only Quran, and nothing else. That was Allama Balyawi, rahmatullah alayhi. Right. Of course, after that, the final years of our studies was at the Sheikh Fakhruddin Muradabadi, rahmatullah alayhi. Must be an ustad to a lot of you. And this was news to me when I looked at his birthplace. They said he was born in Ajmer. Maulana was born in Ajmer. And I think Maulana then served all these other Darul Ulooms. Finally, he was in Muradabad for a number of years, maybe 40 years. And then when there was a khala after Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Alayhi, then they called him to come and join Darul Uloom Deoband. Maulana Yusuf Sahib spoke about Maulana Fakhruddin. Yes, very good person, very weak person. And he was staying out of the madrasa at Madani Gate, where the house of Hazrat Maulana Madani was. Maulana Asghar Ali, Rahmatullah Alayhi, was staying there also. We used to visit him now and then. Students used to go and fetch him for the sabak. One student on this side, one student on this side. Such a nazuk badan. He could fly away in air. Nazuk badan. The noor on his face, unimaginable. And he taught Bukhari all that time. And so observant, even in his Bukhari dars, he used to sit 3 hours. He never used to change his foot. If he came and sat in one posture, that was for 3 hours. A man of 75, man of 80 nearly, did not change his posture. So much adab for Bukhari. And so observant, if a student was actually snoozing, he would say, "Usko utha do, wake him up." 3 hours after Isha, in the daytime he was teaching. And that was my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin, rahmatullah alayhi. I did have some correspondence after his death as well, alhamdulillah, before his death. After he left Darul Uloom, he wanted to build some masjid somewhere, and I did receive one letter from him, but I did not meet him after that. So these are all our ustads. All our ustads have now gone to the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only ustad of mine that is living is Maulana Salim Saab, Madzillahul Ali, who was here very recently, Qari Tayyab Saab's son. Maulana As'ad Saab is also my ustad for a very little while. Maulana As'ad Saab's akhlaq, I must tell you, we sitting on that pedestal, we are sitting on that pedestal. Please don't get me wrong. I am not mentioning you we, I am using the word we. We sitting on that pedestal, we can't lower ourselves. We can't. Maulana As'ad Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he had taalluq with my father. And every time Maulana As'ad Saab came to South Africa, every time, he visited my father. And when my father passed away, every time Maulana As'ad Saab came to South Africa, even if I did not invite him, he made a point of asking Maulana Ayub Saab to phone me and said, "Can I come to your house for a little while?" And every time he came to my house. Even if he had eaten somewhere, he had drank somewhere tea, he would come and even take one sip of tea from our this thing, and he would then leave us. That was the quality of Hazrat Maulana As'ad Saab. Taluk when he had with people, he kept it. He had to visit Klasdorp because of his taluk. He had to visit Nelspruit because of his taluk there. But yes, when he was in Joburg, he made time to meet the people who he knew those days. That was Maulana As'ad Saab. Maulana Arshad Saab Madani, Madzillahul Ali, is my classmate. Maulana Abbas Ali Jina, Ghaliban, yes, if I remember properly, he is my classmate. Maulana Sadat Jibai, marhum, rahmatullah alayh, was my classmate. People who qualified before us in South Africa is Maulana Yusuf Karan, Maulana Ibrahim Mia, and of course my akabir, I don't know if he's here, Maulana Yusuf Munia Sahab. Maulana Yusuf Munia is the akabir of all of us, even Maulana Ibrahim Mia's. Maulana Yusuf Mia, Muslim Yusuf Munia, first, and in, I think one before him, is Maulana Yusuf Pandor. Maulana Yusuf Pandor. Maulana Yusuf Pandor there, Maulana Munia, Maulana Ibrahim Mia, Maulana Yusuf Karan, after Maulana Yusuf Karan, Sanjali brothers, Maulana Rashid, Maulana Bashir, Maulana Nazir, and then I think our line comes. So these were the curry and the line of those days. Now, we finished. I finished in February 1964. Then I went for a very short period. Where I went? I went to Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Sahab in Islamabad. Because in Ramadan, he used to have tarjuma of the Quran. I remember those days. The cold of that place. The cold of that place. This masjid was being built. Maulana was teaching there. Whole masjid sehen was open. We used to take a lihaf and go through and cover ourselves and sit in that sabak. And Maulana used to teach us. Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Rahmatullah Alayh was a man that he actually spoke against the government of Pakistan in those days. All our ulama fought these regimes. But we don't have the time to go into that details. That is all recorded in the books. You can read it there. But Maulana Ghulamullah Khan would teach you now. In that same night, he would be arrested. He's in jail now. 2 days, no sabak. Come out again, start teaching you. And the cold of Islamabad was such that we were eating in the restaurant. If they dished out the dish for you in the shorba, if you did not eat it immediately, it would become ice. The ghee would become solid. In that cold, I stayed a few days in that place. Anyway, all that I'm saying to you, and all the places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used us, it is nothing but the dua of our parents, nothing but the dua of our satiza, and dua of the buzurgane deen, that is keeping us going. We are nothing. Wallahi lazim, in my listing, I am nothing, we are nothing. Allah has blessed you people, you are very high in rank. I should not be even speaking to you, but alhamdulillah, to just have your company is such a pleasure to me. Just to talk to you, and if only one person takes something from out of my talk, and if they do something, it will be my salvation. So this was the story of my life of South Africa. Then I told you of Karaj, I told you of Dabel, I told you of Deoband, I told you of Lahore, I told you of Islamabad. Let us go a little bit deeper into the condition of South Africa. I came back, but before even I, let me go a little further. Let me go before 1950s. Let me go before 1950s. Many people will know, but a lot won't know today. Before 1950, the condition of South Africa was, in Johannesburg, there was no Tarawih. No Tarawih. I'm talking of Johannesburg, no Tarawih. No Hufaz. We had in Kirk Street, which was one of the bigger masajid, there was an Imam, Imam Ismail. Imam Ismail Jafi. Remember these names. It's history. Imam Ismail Jafi. He used to be called by Mia's farm from Cape Town. He used to stay in Mia's farm. And every day, he used to come and make Tarawih in Kirk Street. What a reader. What a reciter. Imam Ismail. And what a pious man. I seen him. I grew up in Kirk Street. It is, my grandfather read namaz there. My father read namaz there. When I was living in that area, I read namaz there. Amir Sahib Dadabhai, he's from that area. And he also read namaz there. And now we don't want to go in the history of our lives there, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed us, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed Amir Sahib Dadabhai. That is a chapter on its own. But we all grew up in that area. Baker Street was known for gangsterism. Baker Street was known for the Kanamyas. Baker Street was a street. Everybody in Joburg feared that. And we all grew up in there. But if Allah has mercy on somebody, and Allah wants to change somebody, we are not there to judge. We are not there to judge. A gangster can come out of the gutters, and he can become a Sufi wali and a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've seen that in Cape Town. After the work of Dawah, Abdul Rahman, a person there who was a gangster in his time, many other gangsters, because of the work of Dawah, Allah changed them in such a way that after they changed, all their life went in Jamaat, and they were sharing a room with somebody and living there, and when he passed away, nobody knew he passed away. He was lying in sajda dead. He had the death in sajda. A man came out from that District 6 at Cape Flats. What happened must have happened in his life. But when Allah wants to give tawfiq, doesn't take time. It can happen in a split second. So we are not there to judge. We are not there to fight with people. As Maulana Yusuf said, put your hand on the shoulder and come. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do with Taif? What did he do? I don't need to tell you the story. What did he say? He told Allah, it's my weakness maybe, that these people haven't understood me. How much effort have we really made on this batil firqas that they have not changed? Yeah, they have not changed. If you swear to people more, they are going to move more further away from us. Yes, we have our usul. We have our beliefs. Yes, we cannot compromise on that. But the way of dawah, the way of bringing people to nearer, is a way. Abu Jahl throwing stones on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's announcing, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Hazrat Fatima crying for his father, people throwing animal stomachs on this thing, people throwing sand and putting thorns in his way. That is the legacy of our ulama. That is the legacy. Our legacy doesn't start from Deoband. Our legacy starts from Adam alayhi salatu salam, coming down, 125,000 anbiya, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the sahaba, the stars, whichever you follow, in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is our legacy, and this is what our ulama followed, and because of that, we are now talking about their great achievements, but it started there. And it's simple, it's easy, it's nothing difficult. Deen is easy, but we make it difficult. If you get a habit of getting up in Fajr, it's easy. But a man who doesn't want to go for Fajr, and he wants to stay in that warm comfort bed, wake him up. You'll have to try 10 times, 20 times, and then he'll see it's a burden. But if your mindset, if your thinking is, I have an object, I have a mission, I have to do something, one person, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person. It was not only for that time. As Maulana Yusuf Munya said, one person by Padia, Rahmatullah Ali. That dark ages of South Africa, when there was no single Hafiz, Allah wanted to change South Africa. And Allah did change South Africa. And it will change further, inshallah. And we must pray that Allah use us in there. Allah use us in there. Do that for us. Don't look at what who did and who did wrong. Don't look at all that. Look at what is my role. What am I doing? I met many a buzurg in my life. I even saw Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib from Delhi. In the final year when we were finishing up, Maulana Yusuf Sahib came to Darul Hadith of Darul Ulum Deoband to give a lesson to those people that are getting farig about the work of Dawah. Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Yes, we saw Maulana Inamul Hasan, we saw Maulana Umar Palun Puri Rahmatullah Ali, we saw Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, great, great luminaries, Buzurgan Deen, we saw them all. Yes, but seeing is good, but that's not enough. Not enough. You must go into that footsteps, the mission of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the Anbiya that came. And for reason that Allah sent all of them, and I spoke yesterday, and I said, this came to my mind, that yesterday, I don't like to speak anymore. And my imam kept on insisting for 3 months, 2 months, Maulana, speak this week. Maulana, speak this week. I said, you know what, Maulana, I don't want to speak anymore. You guys are good speakers, you speak, I don't want to speak. I got an ear problem, then I got a back problem, and I got this problem, and I got that problem. But this week he caught me, and he said, this week you have to speak, Maulana. And I also told him, no, man, leave it. But I don't know what made me say, how many times I'm going to tell him no. Let me tell him yes this time. Even till the last day I was thinking, let me tell him you speak. When he came in Juma Bayan also, you speak. He said, no, Maulana, you speak. So, all right, anyway, I spoke there. And the thing that came to my mind was, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. This is not for the ulama. This is for the whole ummah. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Now if we all get busy in making our dunya, I'm not referring to you, if everybody get busy in making dunya, when we going to make the akhirat? There's a Maulana in this thing. Alright, I don't want to mention the identity of the person. Although it's not bad, it's something very good. And I heard from one of our buzuruks, he said he was gone there, and he was going to speak in that masjid or something in the majlis, and he called that imam and said, come, man. So he said, no, wait a minute, man. I'm planting trees in Jannat. He had his tasbih, and he was reading, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. He said, let me finish planting my trees in Jannat, then I'm going to come to your bayan. Every Subhanallah, the value of it. Every Alhamdulillah, the value of it. Have we really realized that? Have I really realized that? Or am I, my personal distinct? Or am I just wasting time in trivial issues, fighting with people?